Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is a question that I saw recently that I thought was interesting. This person is asking, should I place more positions with a small lot size or a few positions with a big lot size?
Right. So that's a weird question because I'm not really sure if this person is trying to get – I don't know if the question is, should I scale out of my position – you know, like in gradients, like, you know, perhaps have like six positions and kind of scale out at different targets or different.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how they're asking.
Okay, cool. Okay, because the other way to read that is to think, well, you know, should I go for further targets or really close targets like scalping or something? So I'll just read it the way you did. Okay, so it's going to depend basically on your, really you should test this, but it's really going to depend basically on your approach. So If the hardest thing for you to endure is having been in a trade and then getting out of the trade and watching that trade still go in your expected direction, like if that's a really difficult thing for you to digest, then you're probably going to want to have multiple ways of getting out of your trades. And that's just so that you can feel like you're right, really. It's not necessarily to make more money. Yeah, it's just psychologically enables you to keep trading your system. That's the way I see it. And then, so that would be more of the former, which is placing more positions with smaller lots. The other way to do it is where some people might only have, let's say, one or two different ways of getting out of trade. So you might have like a target and a trailing exit. But in that case, maybe you have two bigger positions. But if you had, let's say you had three targets, I do this sometimes, we'll have a close target, a further target, which may or may not be hit, and then assuming I don't get stopped out. Okay, so assuming I don't get stopped out, I have three, you know, I have a close target, a further target, and then like a really just, wow, this trade kept going for me, amazing. I got this other target. So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to go the same sort of thing, but you might have a trail in there. So you might have a 1.5 reward to risk trade, a 2.0 reward to risk trade, and then a trailing exit too. So that's another way that's pretty cool too, because that trailing exit, as long as it doesn't retrace too much against you, you should be able to really bag some nice profit with that one. Now, one thing I would say though, a lot of traders tend to give their trailing exits too much wiggle room. And it's interesting, most traders, what they'll do is they'll have too much wiggle room on their trailing exits, but so it's not tight enough. And then they'll have a entry where it's too tight. So the stop is too close at the beginning of the trade, which is where you really need to have a wide stop in most cases. Again, it depends on your system. I mean, some traders are okay losing 75% of the time, and they are okay having a really tight stop, and that's fine. But if you're like most traders and you like to win, you probably are going to be better off with a wider stop just in the beginning if you can, and then a really tight trailing exit so that once it starts to consolidate or retrace against you, you're out. But that's what I would say. I would say in most cases, most traders would be better off with more just because psychologically you're able to endure the system longer without freaking out. When you have big positions, you tend to feel like you're wrong sometimes if it goes much further than your targets or if it doesn't quite get to your target or things like that. But of course, if you're using a trailing exit, target isn't really part of the equation. So that's another reason why I think that might make sense for a lot of traders is even if you do have a target, you might also have a trailing exit position as well. So definitely splitting it up is the way I would go there. Yep.
Okay, cool. That makes a lot of sense. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.